Well, minor parties could hold the key to what's expected to be a knife-edge result in this weekend's Queensland state election. While both leaders have vowed they will not be doing deals with minor parties to form government, the political reality of a hung parliament may force them to do just that. If the crossbench of the Queensland Parliament looks anything like its current makeup on Sunday morning, the Greens and Katter's Australia Party might expect a few calls from the major parties. But what would those parties want in return for handing government to either side? Rachel Mealy has been taking a look.
It's perhaps the only thing Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk and opposition leader Deb Frecklington agree on.
Last question on a minority government. Surely if you get to 46 seats, you'll negotiate with the crossbench and the minor parties?
I've said no.
And I've said no.
Okay, so 46, we'll have to go to the ballot again, another election. All right.
I'm asking for a majority.
A majority in Queensland's parliament means winning at least 47 seats in the 93-seat chamber. Labor currently holds a two-seat majority, but a variety of local issues and how they're playing out with voters could see up to 20 seats change hands. The Greens are hoping to become a bigger force on the crossbench after Saturday's election. Michael Berkman is the Greens member for the inner Brisbane seat of Maywa.
Look, we're increasingly confident of retaining Maywa, and we've got a really extraordinary chance of winning South Brisbane, McConnell and Cooper this time around.
How soon could you make a decision as a party? Could it be a phone call on Saturday night, or is it going to take a few more days of negotiation?
Yeah, look, ultimately, the decision about supporting Labor and minority government is a question for our members. Everything we've announced would be on the table in negotiations. And decisions are made by consensus via our state council, which has 94 delegates. But, that meeting can be convened and turned around in 24 hours. So we'd go into negotiations, with a much smaller elected committee. And beyond that, the state council, all of our members through the state council would make any final decision on support.
What issues would be on the table for you in negotiating with the ALP?
We've been really clear that each and every initiative we've announced throughout this election would be on the table in negotiations. But fundamentally, we're ready to talk about raising mining royalties in Queensland so that the resource sector pays a fair share to fund jobs in public housing, publicly owned renewable energy, to fully fund our healthcare and education systems, and to tackle child poverty in Queensland with free school meals. You know, we need a fairer share from the resource sector, from Queensland's extraordinary mineral wealth, to provide the things that everyday Queenslanders need.
The Labor Party's support for thermal coal mines in Queensland may also come into the mix.
We've been absolutely explicit in our policy for years now, and way back to, before when I was elected in 2017, that we will not support any new thermal coal in Queensland. And it's ever clearer now that we can't support any further expansion of gas in Queensland.
While the Greens' hopes rest with Brisbane electorates, the Katter Australian Party, which currently holds three seats in North Queensland, could be pivotal in deciding who governs the rest of the state. MP Robbie Katter says he'll be open to phone calls from both sides.
If the Queensland public votes and doesn't give either a mandate, well, they're telling them that they're going to need to consult to get through things through Parliament. That's exactly what they should be expected to do.
For the Katter Party, regional development would be high on the agenda in any negotiation. Robbie Katter's expansive electorate is the second largest in the state and runs from Charters Towers west to the border with the Northern Territory.
You know, we exist in a part of the country that's completely underdeveloped, and, there's a lot of sustainable development that could occur up here that would provide prosperity and some opportunity and some future up here for us. And I guess to answer that question properly, you need to understand that just about every town and city in my electorate is projected to decline in population. So my electorate, my part of Australia, is literally dying, and that's a huge problem. And you need a Copernican revolution to try and turn those things around politically. And just tweaking at the edges and throwing a bit of cash at it, putting a few new basketball courts in or swimming pools around the place to keep people happy, that doesn't turn things around.
A minority government could also rely on support from an independent and a member of Pauline Hanson's One Nation Party. Griffith University political commentator Paul Williams says the crossbenchers should be ready to chat on Sunday morning.
If it is hung, expect morning coffee on Sundays, where the party leaders or party strategists will be meeting with key crossbenchers to talk about confidence and supply.
Griffith University political commentator Dr. Paul Williams, Rachel Mealy, our reporter.